This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel battled Hamas militants on Saturday in pursuit of its elusive goal of full control of northern Gaza after the UN Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinian enclave, but stopped short of demanding a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday about the situation in Israel and Gaza.
I had a long talk with Netanyahu today, and it's a private conversation.
While leaving for Camp David, Biden told reporters he did not ask Netanyahu for a ceasefire. Israel's main ally has kept up its support while expressing concern over the growing casualty toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Netanyahu's office said in a statement, the Israeli leader, quote, made clear that Israel will pursue the war until all of its objectives are fully met. At least 201 Palestinians have been killed over the past 24 hours, taking the death toll to over 20,000 during the 11-week conflict, the Palestinian Health Ministry said on Saturday.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Police in Cologne, Germany say indications of a possible attack have led them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs. They add that worshippers attending Christmas Eve Mass on Sunday in the Cologne landmark will undergo security screening before being allowed in. Meanwhile, police in Vienna, Austria, also said Saturday that they are taking heightened security measures around churches and Christmas markets, deploying both uniformed and plainclothes officers. Neither police agency has specified the threat, but the DPA news agency says police detected signs of a possible attack by Islamic extremists without citing a specific source. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese state media says the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week and killed at least 148 people has caused economic losses. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
State broadcaster CCTV reports officials in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that showed the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost 532 million yen, about $74.6 million. Authorities are considering the best use of a relief fund set up days before for the agricultural sector to resume production as soon as possible. Meanwhile, CGTN, the Chinese state broadcaster's international arm, says the first batch of 500 temporary housing units had been built for residents near Gansu on Friday night. Many had spent the night in shelters as temperatures plunged well below freezing. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Poland's president says he intends to veto a spending bill which includes money for public media and raises for teachers, dealing a blow to the new pro-European Union government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. President Andrzej Duda said he would veto the bill that includes 3 billion zlotys for public media and would propose a bill of his own. It comes after Tusk's government this week fired the directors of state television and radio outlets and the government-run news agency, saying that it is seeking to reestablish independent media in Poland. The El Nino weather pattern is expected to fuel a scorching summer in Australia, increasing the risk of bushfires. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
While northeastern Australia is cleaning up after this week's record-breaking rainfall, other parts of the country have been battling bushfires. The increasing incidence of natural disasters in Australia has raised concerns among politicians, environmental activists and scientists about the impacts of climate change. Australia's left-leaning government has legislated a target to cut carbon emissions by 43% from 2005 levels by 2030 and to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
The Vatican next year will publish a collection of never-before-seen homilies delivered by the late Pope Benedict XVI. Most of them were penned during his 10-year retirement. The Vatican says the homilies were recorded and transcribed by the consecrated women who tended to Benedict during his pontificate and retirement. In all, there are around 130 homilies, around 100 of which date from the first years of his retirement. Benedict died on December 31st, 2022, at the age of 95. He was the first pope in six centuries to retire. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.